The man suspected of gunning down four police officers in Lakewood, Washington, is dead. He was brought down by a lone police officer, ending a massive two-day manhunt. Authorities say the Seattle officer investigating a suspicious vehicle was approached by Maurice Clemens. He says the officer recognized Clemens as the suspect in the police shootings and ordered him to stop, but Clemens wouldn't.
The officer again told him to stop. He wouldn't stop. The officer fired several rounds, took the person into custody. The Seattle Fire Department responded immediately, and all indications are that he is deceased.
South Florida burn victim Michael Brewer is recovering from his first skin graft surgery today. Doctors in Miami say the 15-year-old is in serious but stable condition. 6 weeks ago, you'll recall, Brewer was doused with rubbing alcohol and set on fire. Police have charged three teenagers in that attack. Health reform debate round two. The fight kicked off yesterday with lawmakers trading partisan jabs, and the heated rhetoric picked up this morning. Majority Leader Harry Reid accused Republicans of distorting the numbers, and the Republican leader fired right back.
The numbers they keep talking about I don't know where they come from, Mr. President. We, as a body, have used for 50 years the Congressional Budget Office. It's bipartisan. That's the way it should be. And we should start talking real numbers, not fake numbers.
The only question now is how we got to a point where we're actually considering spending trillions of dollars on a brand new government entitlement at a time when more than 1 in 10 Americans is looking for a job and when our debts and deficits are well past the tipping point.